Some high school seniors are worried about being able to get to college for reasons that have nothing to do with finances. A number of states have implemented exit exams for seniors. If a student doesn't pass, that student doesn't graduate. Part of the No Child Left Behind legislation requires that students take a standardized test during high school. But more than a dozen states are having second thoughts about the test after it was discovered that too often seniors who would otherwise graduate are not passing the new exit exams. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke with Jennifer Downey, a policy analyst with the Denver-based Education Commission of the States, a nonprofit educational think tank.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Testing sounds like a great idea, but apparently it's a little hard to put into practice.
That's right. For example, in Arizona, the test is first given to sophomores, and it includes some algebra and geometry, and not all students have necessarily had those courses by the time they first take the test. And initially, they were going to have that as a graduation requirement for the class of 04, and they've backed it up to the class of 06 so that they can get that level of math into the middle grades and earlier in high school. And that's also the same reason that California backed off this summer. They thought when they passed the law in 99 that 4 years would be enough, but they discovered that still students in this year when they took the test, only about 60% would have gotten a diploma.
Why is this? Are the tests too hard? Are the students not prepared enough? Are they not being taught well enough? What are the different theories of why these tests don't seem to be working in a lot of places?
Well, you're right. There are a lot of theories out there. Some have said that the curriculum's not in place, that the textbooks don't match up to what's being put on the test, that teachers haven't been given enough professional development to bring them up to the level that the tests are testing. Some say that students are underestimating how difficult the test is going to be.
What purpose really do these tests serve?
You know, I think that a lot of states have adopted these because they're trying to get some sort of statewide level of equality or statewide level of excellence, that if you're a kid in the richest district, in the poorest district, you still have to meet the same statewide standards. And also, there's been some concerns that there's grade inflation going on, and that just because your report card says you got all A's from one district to another, that might not mean the same thing, or even one teacher to another. So just saying that even though I finished high school and I spent that time in that seat, I still know the math that you might expect a high school graduate to know, the reading, whatever else might be covered on the state test.
So they have a purpose.
Yeah, the people who support them definitely believe there's a purpose. And, of course, there are the people out there who don't support them who say that it's just wasting time because it's narrowing the curriculum and maybe it's pushing aside other subjects that they feel aren't getting the attention that subjects that are tested should get.
Is this a call to schools or to teachers or to students themselves? I mean, who's going to fix this or get this going smoothly since it is, in fact, the law?
I think it's going to require concerted efforts, the sort of professional development that teachers might need to make sure that they know what the standards are, what's most likely to be on the test, make sure that schools across a given state have the same quality and level of textbooks and remediation if they've failed the test the first time, making sure that it's not just, you know, getting an hour in a closet somewhere reading a book, that it's really quality remediation, making sure that the tests align with the state curriculum.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Jennifer Downey is a policy analyst with the Education Commission of the state's Information Clearinghouse, speaking with us from Denver, Colorado. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.